Hey y'all, my name is Elizabeth Withers and you are in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
Without further ado, let me just say she's best known for her Tony Award nominated portrayal of Suge Avery in the Broadway musical version of The Color Purple. She is a longtime singer-songwriter with a leaning towards neo-soul and R&B, born in Illinois. Now, I say Withers, she says Weathers, my bad, left home with a scholarship. A scholarship, that's not easy to come by.
Nope.
To study music at the Berklee School of Music in Boston. After graduating, she moved to New York City to attend, guess what, Rez? NYU. NYU, the three of us. And yes, graduated with a master's degree in 2000, although I dropped out, but she made it. And she got a master's, wow, prior to her appearance on Broadway. She sang backup for a variety of artists, including Celine Dion, Mary J. Blige, Jennifer Lopez, and of all people, Cher. I have to ask about that.
Whoa.
It was also during this time that she began writing and releasing dance singles under the alias Ellie Patrice. What do you know, right? The more you know. It was Withers.
Her name. Gotta go with hers.
Right? Two hit singles released under the alias. Rising was one of them, and Emotions was the other. That they both got the attention of Mr. Nick Ashford. May he rest in eternal peace.
Shout out to Nick Ashford. Legend. Shout out to Val Simpson. Yes.
Who directed Weathers towards the auditions for the Broadway production of The Color Purple. And then she released a solo album, It Can Happen to Anyone, on Blue Note Records in 2007. Then in 2010, she released her independent EP, No Regrets, which I want to dig into because I like that. I really like that. Nice. And with that, without further ado, for those of you who want to see her, you can see her right now on YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio, or on the Facebook page In the Basement with Javon and Therese, or just hang out here. I see someone has pressed one because they want to say hello to Miss Weathers, and I will bring you on in a little while. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to say hello first.
Where'd you go?
Where'd she go? All right. Man, you know, first of all, let me get this straight. I'm only saying Withers because all over the place you are, aka Withers.
It is Withers.
Okay.
Yeah, it is Withers. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all up early, moving and grooving. Oh, got all these different platforms. I'm so proud of y'all.
Oh, thank you.
And we are mad proud of you. Look at you.
Thanks, sis. Thank you.
You are amazing. I mean, just the fact that you had it in your gut to do something and you stepped out and did it. you have been doing it. Let's talk about really briefly. When did you know that music was your thing and that that's what you wanted to do?
I knew I wanted to do music when I have four brothers and sisters. It was Matthew, Roxanne, myself, and my brother, Christopher. My oldest brother, Roxanne and Matthew, are Irish twins, 9 months apart. So, you know, my mama was a little wild. She came into the hospital pregnant. She left the hospital pregnant, right? So then 5 years later, I came along. And then there was my brother, Christopher, who's in Atlanta, went Wisconsin and Atlanta. He went to Morehouse and decided he wanted to do medicine. And I saw what they were doing. My brother was doing math. My sister was doing chemistry. My other brother, and I was just like, and I love those because I come from an academic family, but I was more of a gypsy. Like, don't give me a time. You see, just before you asked me to be here at 12:30, I was cooking seafood on the grill. And it's like, wait, I got to do that interview, right? So long story short, I just knew that I talked to my parents and they're like, you're not doing that. That's too frivolous. That's too, you're going to do the real thing. And so long story short, they said, you got to come with a plan. And so I was like, okay, I'll come with a plan. So I did the research. Remember Fame? Remember that show, Fame?
Oh, yeah. Irene Cara.
Yes. And Leroy with the braids.
Yes.
James. Shout out to James.
Yep. So I saw that and I went to my parents and they were like, Elizabeth, we live in Joliet, a little tiny town, and you want to travel all the way to Chicago? Okay. So I auditioned and I loved it. And I thought, I had to show them a plan, and I thought, if I'm gonna do this, I want to do it on my term. If I'm gonna do this, I knew what the music industry was like and the trends. Even now, there's so much trend going on, but I just made a vow to myself I was gonna do it on my term, and how I wanted to do it. Even when I decided, I knew I wanted to do music. Well, who are you gonna sing with? Karen English. There was this chick named Karen English in Chicago, and I went to her, and she had this talent agency. I didn't care about the job; I wanted her Rolodex. So I got her Rolodex. Yes, girl. So I got her Rolodex just before they had cell phones. You could save all everything. And I'm thumbing through. And she knew everybody. She knew Aretha. She knew everybody. Marvin Winans. She knew all these people. Sandy Patty. And girl, full disclosure, I go in there and I was like, Lord, if this is for me, and I call one of these people and they give me just one chance, that's my sign. And I never forget, I called Vicki Winans. She didn't know who I was in Detroit. And I was like, listen, my name is Elizabeth Withers. And I sing background, had never sung with nobody ever. Background. And I was like, and I could do great. I sang all parts, blah, blah, blah. She was like, well, Elizabeth, send me a tape. I didn't have a tape. Well, let me sing for you now. She was like, okay. Needless to say, I end up getting that job with Vicki Winans, who turned me on to her brother, Daniel Winans, who introduced me to BB and CeCe Winans. And then it just started snowballing. And from there, the different artists. Then for whatever reason, even though I was geared towards the church, because that's where I came from, my heart was in. How do I say this? I like world topics. I like real world topics, and I like to speak to the heart of people, because a lot of times I think you can save people more in the street than you can do in church. And so I wanted to just talk about real things. And I never forget Javon and Therese. I was decided I wanted to do it, working with all these people, doing my thing. And this guy, Tony Moran, I don't know if you know Tony Moran. He's a house guy. Mm-hmm. And he came and he was like, wait a minute, I heard one of your songs. I heard you sing on Sandy Patty. And I'm like, what? And he was a clubhead. And so he was like, Elizabeth, I want to do a song on you. I want you to co-write this song. Well, by that time, it was just snowballing. It was like, okay, God, you've answered my prayer. This is what I want to do. And I remember being in the mall, and I remember Joliet, Illinois, and walking up and seeing this life-size picture of myself. And I thought, oh, my God, I can't let my mom and dad see this because I was, because I was bald. I was singing about life issues, men and women coming on to me. But I had to do an umbrella. So I came out as El Patrice because I was like, my daddy ain't going to hear me singing this.
Okay.
Girl, and then the joke was on me because in the mall was this huge picture of myself. And I thought, the cat's out the bag now. So my dad was like, is that you? And I said, Daddy, yes. I didn't know he was going to, like, y'all move fast, right? He moves so so fast. We got the agreement, something, and it was in the stores, everything. And I thought, well, I'm in it now. So yeah. It went from there.
Wow.
How did your parents end up taking it? Are they still trying to push for you to be a scientist or a doctor or something like that? Or are they like, okay, that child, she's just going to do what she wants to do?
No. They did.
And it was so funny. Even like on the opening night of, if you fast forward, the opening night of Color Purple, I looked at my brother-in-law. He's a pastor. He came. He brought his sisters. He brought his mom. And I was like, I'm telling you now, I'm playing a gay woman named Suge. Now, just so you know. You know?
Which I do want to ask a question about that. I have to ask you.
Yes.
So who was playing Silly when you did that? When you
well, actually for Broadway, I created that role for Broadway. I created Suge for Broadway. I still get residuals from that.
Wow, Broadway. That's crazy.
Yeah, and and so it was myself. It was LaChance, the original cast.
Okay.
And then, when they got ready to change things up, Scott Sanders and the Mark Furman told me, Elizabeth, we're about to do the show and we don't know how long it's going to last. But, and Scott was super honest and he was like, we're going to have everybody from Michelle Williams, Aretha Franklin, blah, blah, blah. And he went in, not Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle.
Fantasia.
And he told me. Yeah, and he told me. And his exact words were, but it's difficult to get diva, quote, it's difficult to get divas on Broadway because they'll commit for 30 days, 60 days, you know, 6 months, but they're not going to commit 8 shows, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
2 shows on Sunday, 2 shows on Saturday. And that was the dilemma.
Well, I saw it. It was great. It was fabulous. I saw it a couple of times, actually.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I saw it when you first premiered. I saw it later on with Fantasia. Of course, when Chaka Khan was on there, I saw it.
Yeah. I didn't see Chaka. I miss Chaka.
Chaka Khan was a bomb. And there was a later season. There was LaChance. Then there was Jeanette Byardell. There was another young lady. I forgot her name. A little shorty. She was sweetheart. Then there was a. Then Fantasia came. And that when I was with LaChance, it was more theater and technical and, you know, real. She's a theater head. And so I learned so much from her. But then there was, when Fantasia came, it was like, musically, it was just beyond, like, because we could just look at each other and do certain things, and it was a dream.
Shout out to LaChance. She's another beast.
Y'all gotta get her on your show.
Yes. Yes, and shout out to Fantasia too.
Yes.
Now, I have to ask you this, because now people really don't know this, that I'm a Fantasia fan. I think she sings from her toenails.
Oh my God! Yes.
I mean, because everybody knows that I'm a chocoholic, but people don't know that I go in for Fantasia as well. So my question to you is, what was it like to kiss her? And that will be my only lesbianic question for the day.
No, today you can ask me anything, because I know everybody is listening, and it's an open book. It was like the other actors. It was like LaChance, because keep in mind, when you do theater, everything is like, it's even when I came out with no clothes on, I had a bodysuit on.
Right.
It looked like I would. And so even the kisses, now certain nights, if we decided, okay, you're in the moment, you're there, okay, and then you would do it, and you just, the moment would pass. Or there were nights that you're just like, I'm not really, you're just going through the motions after 8 shows, 6 nights a week, damn near 3 years. It's like, okay, you come out like this, you go, you know, but the audience didn't see it, you know?
Right.
But she's a beast.
Yeah, she is a beast. Shout out to Manny. Yes, yes.
I couldn't have played that role. I'd have been kicked off the first rehearsal.
I'm telling.
It is what it is. The truth. Come on.
But you know what's so interesting about that role was every night that I would come out, every night that I would come out of the stage door, and it was interesting because, quite frankly, being totally transparent, they, when I got on Broadway, they started nominating me for different things. And I remember when Oprah came and she sat down on my couch and Gail came, and I remember Gail telling me, Elizabeth, prepare your Tony speech. And this was like maybe a month before, and I thought, my Tony. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, Gail, honey, I come from the music world, and I don't know the difference between a Tony, an Oscar, or an Emmy. I know Grammy, but I didn't know how to say that. So I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, so something tells me you're going to be nominated. And I'm like, okay, well, Oprah's your girl, so you must know something, you know. So, but every night I would come out of that stage door after that whole ordeal, and there would just be all kind of people, you know, at the door, people that didn't feel like they were beautiful, people that felt like, you know, how'd you do it? A lot of women, I ran into a lot of women that, because I'm married 21 years, I got my daughter. But a lot of times people see that and they see themselves in that, or they believe that character, and they fall in love with that character. Mm-hmm. And so I would have to remind them, listen, I love, I love people. So I found myself.
It's a role.
Yeah, I would have to say like 3, 4, 5. And even now, like people are like, hey, Suge. And I'm like.
Yeah, yeah. That's a testament of you doing a fabulous job. You know, when you are so believable, especially on Broadway, because it's something that's lasting. But I couldn't tell you who played what role, and if I saw them in the street, I wouldn't recognize them. Even the one that sings Frozen, the only way I know her now is because I saw her on Undercover Boss.
No, you didn't.
Straight up. And then when she started singing, I was like, oh yeah.
Oh, that's that girl.
yeah. But you know, undeniably, I see you and I think Suge Avery on Broadway.
Really?
Just like I can't think of her name right now, of course. But
no, Danny Glover. I'm still mad at him from the 80s when he played Mr. I'm like, I don't like him.
Exactly.
Thank you. I was recently watching he and Whoopi on Good Fences. And
was a great movie.
Which it was, and a lot of people sleep on that. And I'm like, why Philly and Mr. All Cuddly? What's going on?
See, Oprah will always be Sealy. He will always be Mister. And Whoopi.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's girl, that. Yes.
That's that. Let's see. There's someone who's been holding on for quite some time who wants to say hello. 5-3.
If y'all don't put up a S on Elizabeth and a WITAGRS on that line.
We didn't do that. Did we do that?
I didn't do that.
No, that's what you punched in.
Yeah,
she said Elizabeth is weathering the storm, honey. No, WITHERS.
That's coming from your side,
right? I didn't write that. That didn't scare me. It surprised me. That's why it's. So.
Oh, that's what you were saying earlier. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, like why? Because I'm reading Elizabeth Weathers.
Yeah, because when you sign on, you have to put your name in the box.
Yes, so it's ELISAVETH.
All right, so whoever this is, the last four digits of your number, 5335, you're going to have to turn down the volume on something in order for me to bring you on, because we're getting too much echo when I bring you on back feed. So I'm bringing you on again. 5335. What's your name and where you calling from? I can still hear you. 5335 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm sorry, that's me. It's Keith Anthony Fluid. Hey, y'all.
But you are, oh, so you're listening. You're also on the YouTube feed, so we're getting you both ways.
I got
ways.
You on my landline. I got you on the phone, on my mobile, and I'm getting ready to on my you on everything that
well
I got.
Well, thank you, because with somebody who can sing it, you can catch my aeroplane.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Wait, Keith, go sing.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, baby,
how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How's your toe?
My toe is fine. Thank you very much. So, I mean, I just wanted to call and say, hey, I know you got a list of people, you know, waiting to talk to you. I just wanted to say I love you. I'm glad that you're doing your thing. I'm glad that, you know, with all the stuff that's going on, we still can connect, you know?
That's so true.
I can't tell you guys enough, Therese and Javon, how much I love this show. This show is amazing. I'm hoping that the sky's the limit, that this is just the beginning of whatever you guys want to do with this, because this is such a great vehicle for so many people listening. And
so many artists.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. And Miss Oprah and Ms. Gail, if y'all have some ideas, Therese and I are here.
I totally agree. And you know what I would say, Javon, you should definitely present a package to her. Present a package to because it's women in power. Your show is women in power, and that's huge right now.
All right. Thank you for that. Pops, did you hear that? Ulysses Carter? Come on now. You gotta help us with a package now. I can only do so much.
What did Ulysses do with you guys?
He's our producer, one of our producers.
Wow.
And this overall godfather of the show.
What?
Yes. He's our everything.
Wow, that guy, you're so unassuming. When we get offline, I'll give you the contact person for the old office and for the Tyler Perry office as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We appreciate
it. All I can do is give you, you know what's interesting? And I noticed this with my husband and me, and I'm sure you as business women, you guys probably go through this as well. But you notice how no matter how much good you put out in the world, there's always somebody there to go, yeah, but the show is, but why didn't they? Or it's very rare that they come back and go, you know, Therese, Javon, thank you for giving me da-da-da-da-da. That's why I've always said, no matter what, people like Anthony McWilliams, Londell McMillan, people that have been supportive from the gate, they understand what I'm doing. Wait, Elizabeth, why you let 5-10 years go between your albums? They know what I'm doing. They're super supportive. It's those trolls that you get a life, you know?
Yeah.
So I wish, like he said, I wish y'all, I mean, what you're doing is so needed. And it's like, it's not just what women needs, it's what the human race needs. We need what y'all are doing.
Wow.
And then I researched you and I see Therese got the little clothing line and she's doing all this stuff. And Javon's got her 501c3 and y'all are doing some amazing things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Look forward to meeting you. Also connected when we get this festival off, the LGBT Arts and Culture Music Festival, of which I'm an ambassador on, and glad that you will be joining us when we get that festival together. And it's pushed till Labor Day, but you know, we're just hoping that, you know, between Mexico and New York.
But that'll be great. I'm glad in September so I can get this body together, because I was talking May and I was like, God damn, I gotta lose this stomach.
No. It is, you know what? It is so come as you are, because the love that you're gonna receive, you're gonna leave fat anyway. So it doesn't really matter. Yes. Just come as you are. We're gonna love up on you anyway.
And that's what Gregory said. He was like, Elizabeth, think about coming like a vacation. You know, and so I was like, wow.
Yes. We're going to be networking and loving and getting us through and all kinds of things connected. So happy to have you on board. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, thank you, sis.
Absolutely. All right. So on my end, it looks like we're a little frozen. I don't know if y'all are seeing the same thing that I'm seeing.
Yes.
But
yes. You're frozen in the biggest smile ever.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now I'm going to catch up.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes. There's just some things that I don't have control over. Again, that is the internet. But we're working on it. I'm going to control this sucker one day. So for those of you, and I'm just to let you know, the lines are full up.
Yay! I love y'all.
We love you too. And apparently there are a lot of people who love you. And let me just say, for those of you who are podcasting on who called in, just press 1 on your phone so that I know that you want to say hello to Miss Withers. If you don't, I will pick you randomly. How about that?
And I here's somebody gonna change that Weathers to Withers. I swear to God she is.
Yeah. Yes, that's on your side.
Is it really?
Yeah, when you sign in, it has a box. And you
oh my gosh!
Signed in for you.
Me!
Did you write that?
No, but I didn't have, look, I didn't have these, my glasses on. I had these glasses on.
So you know what happened? It probably auto-corrected your name.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, y'all, it's Elizabeth Withers.
Yes.
That's why when I was saying, well, she says Weathers and I say Withers, and Rez said, well, it's her name. She should know.
Girl, that went right over my head. I'm like, what's she saying? That's all right.
So before I take this next call, because there are people now, all of a sudden, people lit it up, right? But before I take the next call, I just wanted to ask, who are your musical influences?
I love Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. I love Chaka, not just as a singer, but I love her as a human. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing cook. She can make the hell out of, you know, when I was eating chicken, she can cook some incredible chicken in the crock pot. Other inspirations, I like, there's too many. Andre 3000. I like Erica. I like, who else, Chelsea? Who are some of my favorites on my iPod? Who? Charlie Puth, Aretha Franklin, Fantasia. I mean, the list goes. And then I got some Around the Way girls that I love. I love Jiffy. I mean, Anaya Day.
Yes.
Anaya is my girl here.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
I love Monique, your wife.
Thank you.
Like, certain things, it's like, how she hear that? and that's just some, because it's hard to pinpoint. I listen to a lot of men. I like guy voices. I like this cat named Lucky Day. You gotta check him out. He sings a single called Roll Samo, and I'm like, I like him.
I'm gonna check that out. Lucky Day, let me write that down because I will forget.
Yep, Lucky Day,
D-A-Y-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't believe I done wrote in Weathers. I cannot. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, it probably auto-corrected you, like you said. So you got to make the computer do what you say.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I was so happy with the S, and then somebody tried to correct me and put the Z, and I was like, this is S today, okay?
Then
you put this B, and I'm like, oh, snap. I'm in trouble. I was struggling with the flyer for some reason. I apologize for that. I'm usually better on top of my game. Look, I don't want to talk about it.
Listen, when you were telling me that y'all had, when you Damon forwarded me your email and you were saying, you know, forgive me, I had this going on. The reason why this platform is so important, because I think we as women, we do so much. We look put together and tight and people, that was why I started the show that I do now everywhere I go called Soul of a Woman, because people don't know the layers and the stuff we go through just to get here.
Yeah.
Just to sit here. They don't know how we as women multitask. We take care of other people's lives. We cook and clean and cover and pay and do it. And it's a lot. So I'm glad that we had this time to talk, because I would say in the last, I put in a post from 2005 to 2016. It's been literally like a blur. And quite frankly, I used to think, well, maybe it was the weed I smoked when I was in high school college, or maybe like, why can't I remember certain, because stuff was happening so fast. And then we fast forward and I get to Florida, and what's so weird is every time things in life are really, really tight, God sends another opportunity. Like, I don't know how. I'm taking care of my dad I took care of my dad. He, God rest his soul. He passed away May 14th of last year. But no sadness. He had the best life. And in the midst of that, I couldn't talk about it. So I'm caring for him. I'm dealing with family issues. My husband and I are having some, like, you know, crazy things going on. It was like a whirlwind. And in the midst of that, Florida comes to me and says, Elizabeth, we want you to write our theme song for the state. And I was like, you know what I mean? In the midst of that, Anthony comes to me and says, Elizabeth, you got to do the LGBT music festival. In the midst of that, NAACP comes and they want to give us Ron Jenkins and for the project that we did, an image award. Like, But so inside, I was like, oh my God, I'm crumbling. But on the outside, people are constantly calling and asking me to come. City Winery, there's a promoter there. There's three different promoters there. And one of the promoters has been asking, I'm like, oh my, if I could just get, because when you do music and you do your shows, you got to be like, everything has to be together, you know? And it's just, it's so much. But I used to like, just say, no, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. When E1 came, not E1, Arista came, right after E1, they asked me to do another record deal. There was so much, and I was like, I just can't, I can't. And so every gig that would come, I would say no because of personal stuff I could not even talk about. Whereas now I'm like, my daughter's 15 years old. The song, the music is still in my heart. The opportunities are there. The platform is there. And now I'm like, I'm there for y'all.
Dang.
Yeah. Amen. Go right there. Won't he do it? Won't he?
Yes, he will.
Condolences, our condolences about your dad. That's absolutely. Yeah.
My father passed in May 2000. My family and I are really close. Father passed in May 2019. And then 4 months after that, my favorite, I can't say favorite because we're all real close, but I was closest to my oldest brother, Matthew. 4 months later, and this is why you gotta be careful with this. Girl, 4 months later, he had just stopped to get something to eat, headed home. And because we're go-getters, life, whatever, too much stress on his head, girl, he had a massive heart attack in his car in Atlanta.
Oh no.
Yes. So all that kind of stuff. And then in the meanwhile, you got like just today, like, come on, let's do this session. Come on. And I'm like, okay, Lord, okay, maybe this is I guess you can get the best songs out of pain or whatever you're going through. So I'm like, I'm taking it. Every gig now that comes, I'm taking it because I'll put it in the music.
I agree.
Wow. That's a lot. Well, we are happy that you are back in the full swing of things and plugged in, and whatever the purge is, it can only be your greatest self, you know, as you move through it. So
thank you, babe.
A lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Javon, I thought you was frozen again.
Something's always going on.
Central, so she's like always panicked looking.
because I'm doing all the techie stuff as we chat. So
how did y'all start this platform? How did y'all start doing the show? You just had like a year. How did you get together to do this?
Oh, she flipped the interview.
I know.
Because I didn't know.
Good, Jay.
Okay, one more lesbianic moment, but I love a woman that can flip the script on me, okay? I think I'm doing it. Yeah. What happened there? Wait.
Transition.
Don't pay me no kind of mind. I'm just crazy, and I love your energy. And 2598, we're gonna get to you in a minute. As briefly as I can possibly say this, I started the show like in 2014. Well, it was about six years ago. Then after I had the show for a while, I had actually, Therese and I had met through Monifa. I was promoting concerts. I had done a concert. We were doing marriage equality concerts back then.
What?
Yeah, I was producing those concerts out of You Need to Change the Law. And
Hold on, I'm going to change my shirt. Hold on.
Nice.
All right, wardrobe change.
That's a true diva. Wardrobe change. I'm here
Hold
for.
Up, I'm here for. In this shirt. Keep going.
No, that's that Broadway thing. Okay, costume change.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it all.
Hold on. Keep talking because I'm right here. I'm hearing you. Keep talking.
That's Broadway. So anyway, so I was doing the show and I finally got Monifa on, interviewed her. Then I interviewed Therese. Then I interviewed Monifa and Therese, and Monifa said, "You know what? You two have a great energy and
chemistry.
Chemistry, and y'all should do a show together." And I was like, "Yeah, that'd be kind of hot." And then, you know, we just, oh, she said we should be friends. That's what she said. We should be friends. And I was like, okay, cool. Cause I dug her from day one. And then I was in a car accident. Fast forward. I was in a car accident and I had a traumatic brain injury. And for like a year, I was like, you know, like just gone. And Therese and I had made friends by then. As a matter of fact, you talk about my nonprofit. Therese is on the board of my nonprofit.
What?
Absolutely. So we had already built a friendship and we were talking about the show and I was saying how I just couldn't do it anymore. I had stopped doing it for like a year or so. And I said, I'll do it if, I think you were encouraging me to do it again. And I was like, I'll do it if you'll do it with me, because it was too much.
Wow.
Like you said, you know, I was doing this show and then I was also doing a Sunday show, a gospel show. It was like Sunday evening shout, gospel music in the basement with Javon. And what it was I just want everybody who's ever been kicked out of a church for whatever reason or felt they weren't, that God didn't love them or their family didn't love them because of whatever reason. It could be because you're gay. It could be because you committed a crime or you just weren't that good kid or whatever it was. Right. So that's why I did the Sunday show. And on this particular show, I would interview everybody, anybody, you know, and I wanted to, especially those people who were artists, who younger people lost touch with or whatever, or weren't getting enough, like unsung people maybe, or sung people, it didn't matter.
Yes, that makes sense.
And poets even, and we had a cartoonist and all kinds of people, wow. You know, and I think on Rezzy's part, she dug the platform and she said, I will do it with you. And so that helped me. So while I'm trying to figure out, because, you know, because of the brain injury, I could no longer do five things at one time and then pay attention to my artist as well. So Therese helped me by, you know, keeping the flow while I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. If you want to dig into why you actually did it, this would be interesting.
I just always thought, one, outside of you just being an amazing person, that I felt the world needed to continue to
hear.
And your philosophy is what caught me, because initially, you know, we all listen to radio and it's a wonderful thing as an artist to have your stuff played radio, because of course it generates into revenue for you. But there's so much other music that just does not get played. And we have a capacity now to get the artists their royalties and play the music and that we want to hear, that's been lost, the music that got us through. The music that helped us grow up.
The soundtrack of our lives.
Absolutely. That is exactly the quote. This is the soundtrack of our. So we want to play some Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan is played. If we want to play some Elizabeth Withers, she is played. We don't have to wait. We get it. You get your royalties and it's done, you know. And we just wanted to make sure we had that platform. If we felt like Teddy needed to come back, then we played the Teddy, you know, and it was just.
Right. On the same show, you feel like you want to play Elton John. Think of what?
Wow.
It's Elton John today.
Yeah.
And you know what I think is so, if I can say this without, like, how do I say this? I wish there was like a little filter on here, like, you know.
You know what? You can say whatever you want to say. This is, we can say, excuse me if you don't like it, but we can say shit.
When I hear what you guys are doing, and I see what you're doing, and I see the support that you have, I ask myself a lot of times why we don't have more of that in the world, in the church,
amen,
in synagogues, in temples. It's like, we get so hung, this is just my personal opinion, that we get so hung up on stuff and things and image and that kind of thing, that we forget to help each other. Like you saying, Monifa came and is like, y'all need to get this together. The strength of a woman to say that, I want you two women to get together and make something beautiful. That's powerful. And then for y'all to have a connection and make what you're doing happen. We need more of that. Could you imagine, like, what the world be if we, and I keep mentioning Anthony because I don't know really how much him and Keith and John, just so many different people that have been like that. And it's like, damn, like, where do y'all come from? Y'all like angels, and the world needs more of that because there's so much crap out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. On and off screen too, Elizabeth. On and off screen, because like, we always tell people that come on, if you have anything you're trying to promote, let us know. You know, this podcast is international. And like, we're talking to folks in China, for the, you know,
Spain
and UK and all over. So like, if you have something you want to present to the world and mass, and everybody's on the internet right now. So it's just, let us know what it is. We'll promote it. You know, it won't cost you anything. We'll promote it. We'll let you know what's happening, let them know what's happening, and you know.
And look how y'all doing this show now at a time such as this. Who would ever know that the corona, all this stuff is going to happen, and y'all already set up?
Yeah.
Y'all already set up to like hashtag, take it to a whole nother level, you know?
Hashtag stay at home, stay at home, stay alone.
Yeah.
You know, stay alone. So let's see if we can get this call on, because people have been waiting for a while, right?
Who is that?
We have 2598 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh! And
this is a terrific program, and I absolutely love your guest today. I did not have an opportunity to see her on Broadway, but I have heard her sing before in the past. I have her CDs. They're on many of my playlists, and I'm sorry I missed her on Broadway, but I have seen her perform live. She is absolutely amazing, and she's also my favorite niece.
Oh, nice.
I love it. I love it.
I love you, Uncle Ralph.
Love you too, dear. Love you. Love you.
You calling from Chicago?
I am. I'm actually calling from my bedroom, believe it or not, just outside of Chicago and Homewood.
Nice.
Uncle Ralph, can I ask a question? What?
Certainly.
What is one of your favorite memories of your favorite niece of when she was a little girl?
Be honest.
Tell it.
Exclusive.
I have to tell you that there is a picture of Elizabeth that I have, and she was maybe 9 years old. And at the time in my sister's house, they had bunk beds. Her and Roxanne slept on bunk beds, and Elizabeth was on bunk. And she had just woken up, and her hair was standing all over her head. That is one of my favorite pictures of her. But I have to tell you that so many times, family get-togethers, Liz and I get together. Just recently, I was in Florida visiting her, and I think one of my favorite memories is she and I sat on her deck, and we had a long conversation about things, and talking about her dad and her brother and family and all that kind of good stuff. And that's one of my, we had a very, very deep and involved conversation. I really enjoyed that conversation with her.
Wow.
That's so interesting that you say that. That's pivotal with that, because Uncle Ralph was here. I want to say, let's see, we're in April now. Uncle Ralph was here. I want to say, when was it, Uncle Ralph? February?
Was it February? I thought it was, maybe it was February. You're right. It was because it was cold here and it was warm there. So maybe it was February.
But it was February, March. And now, mind you, this is my favorite uncle, right? And so he is, he's the youngest of 10. That's my mom's brother.
Wow, look at that.
And I remember him telling me, he was like, Elizabeth. So he was in the house for, I want to say, the weekend. And so with him being here, he saw mommy Elizabeth. He saw wife Liz. He saw daughter Liz, and he saw niece. And then in the midst of that, he would see me go to the rooms and the calls and stuff that were, wait a minute, you got the mayor calling, you got the, wait a minute, who, Liz, wait a minute, what are you, and he tells me outside, what are you doing? And I have a girls camp that I do every year. I don't really talk about it, but right when we were having lemonade, I called like five of my closest sponsors, because I was right in the middle of work when he wanted to have lemonade. And I was like, wait a minute, you and my mother gotta wait. You and mommy gotta wait 1 second. I gotta make these calls because I gotta get these 5 sponsors on board for my camp. That's in July. He was like, July? It's February. I was like, that's how you make it happen. So I pick up the phone. I'm like, don't say anything. Let me just make this happen really, really fast. So I call the 5 sponsors. Boom, 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 boom. They all say, okay. And when I hang up, I had them speaking to everybody. They say, hey, mom, hi. They don't know. I'm going to hang up the phone. Business is done. Now we can go back to our mimosas. And my uncle says to me, Elizabeth, do you ever tell your siblings what you do? I said, no. Your siblings even just, who? Do they know that you do that? And I was like, no, I've never explained myself, and I'm not going to explain myself. As long as my daughter is taken care of, my husband is taken care of, my mom is cool, I'm good. And he was like, but Elizabeth, your family needs to know this because they really think, now this is the disclosure, this is the real, that you and Damon are just like, you know, just running around. I was like, no, I pump, I hustle, I'm not perfect. I still got debt. I still got things I got to pay, but I'm not sitting like, you know, just dormant, just waiting for stuff to happen. So that was important that you said that, Uncle Ralph.
Wow. And shout out to Damon. He's been wonderful. Please.
That's my baby.
I know. I got that. Love, nothing but love for Damon.
That is my baby.
It was absolutely amazing to be in the midst of Elizabeth working and kind of seeing all the things that she's doing and all the people that she's connecting with. It was amazing to see that. Amazing.
I'm like, we're sitting there, I'm like, mom, the mayor wants you to be on this float. And she's like, I'm not going to that. I was like, mom, the commissioner and the mayor, here's the email. They're asking Damon and I to be on this float and they want you to come to, I don't want to do that.
But I have a playlist request.
Oh, yes.
Elizabeth has a song, Rock and Rain. I'd love to hear you play that song.
Okay. All right. I will. What is it called?
If you can find that, Rock and Rain, I'd love to hear you play that song.
Okay. So,
Liz, do I have the title right? That is the title, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's the one.
Okay. I will look for it. But right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the next caller. Because the podcast may be shutting down in a little bit. We ended up going. We're gonna have an I know time goes by very fast. Now look. If people ask, well, how long will this interview be? Right when they don't know us, they're like, how long will it be?
That's how they sound.
So much to do, right? Except Damon. Was, let me just say, also another reason why I want to shout out Damon, because a lot of people don't have the best representatives, and he was a lot of people make me feel like, oh, maybe I'm not ready to ask for you.
90 seconds.
You hear that? 90 seconds.
I got
to bring on the next caller.
That just means we got to do it again. That just means I love y'all.
Right. But we're not going nowhere. We're still going to do this, but for callers. Okay. So let me just take the next caller. I was going to tell the story, but I don't have time for that. Okay, so the next caller is 4872. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, hello. Yeah,
this 60 is seconds.
What's up, Liz? Who is this?
You hear me?
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling
from? Boston.
Steve from Boston.
This
how you
Steve
doing?
Steve from Boston.
Keith.
I'm good.
Hi.
Well, I just want to say from the misspelling of Liz's name there, we know her master's is not in education. You know what I mean?
Liz, I'm just joking. Look, that was a typo. Liz, and I thought.
Liz, let me tell you all about Liz. I've worked with Liz in the past, and Liz is an amazing artist, an incredible artist. She's funny, and, you know, I haven't worked with her in about 20 years because I haven't seen her in a while.
But
I've never dealt with anyone with the skill set that she has. She's just amazing.
So let me ask you this. What did you work with her? What was the project? What was the project you worked with her on?
10 seconds.
Yeah, well, when Liz was on the show Purple, right? No, so I met her when she was down at Berkeley, and she was such a good friend. She would come on like, Liz, I can't find nobody to do this project. So she'd come over on a break because I'm produced as well, right? And she come over on a break and just knock out the song, no rehearsal, no nothing, and knock it out 1,000 times better than anybody I could think of. Wow. And even now, I have never met a singer like her. And she's funny, too. She's hilarious. So
that's because I just say what's on my heart. My sister and my brothers, they're like, watch what you say. I'm like, no. I'm just saying, I'm careful about what I say.
She's hilarious now. She's one of the funniest ladies there, though, too. So, you know, it's all good. But she's an amazing artist, you know, and it's just happy to see her up there and doing her thing because, you know, much more to come for her because she's just amazing.
Yay.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you so much
for coming. Real quick, guys, I'm working on a new project now.
And Liz, I know you didn't spell your name wrong. Somebody else did. I'm just playing with you.
No, I did. I had the wrong glasses on.
I know. I'm just kidding around.
You know.
All right, y'all have a good one. All
yes, right, you too. Up, thank you so all much. Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Yeah.
You know what? We won't be able to take any more callers, but if you have called and you're still listening, you can continue to hold, and you should be able to hear us with no problem. So,
or to the YouTube, page.
Right. You can actually go to YouTube and look up WJBR Internet Radio. Okay.
I wish I could patch it into my Facebook Live too.
Yeah.
Or you can share it on your Facebook Live. Why am I getting feedback? What is going on? All right. See why I gotta do. I'm technological. But anyway, what I wanted to do, you talked about a new project, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I want to first of all thank you for the song I'm about to play, putting it together.
Yes.
Ooh.
I need you to talk about that because let me just tell you what happened when I listened to it. What had happened was, new music. I love when people send me something new. So I clicked on it, and it was not what I was expecting. I felt like I was in one of those movies or I don't know, some kind of show where the character is transported to another place, like in this really dramatic way, because that's what happened. And I was sitting in a theater on Broadway, and I saw you, and I heard you perfectly clear, and I loved it. And
that song is from Sunday in the Park with George. It was produced by Anita Baker's bassist, Ron Jenkins. We're not done. Ron, I'm not done. Ron, I have not forgotten. I haven't forgotten. We're still working on more songs. But he produced that song, and Jarvis Brown here in Florida. And my objective for this project was to do like all my favorite Broadway songs and like all those songs like from my, like you're asking about my influences, people that have influenced me. Those are the elements that I wanted in this new project, but still holding on to what my Toby Gad did Beyonce, If I Were a Boy. He did Fergie. He also did Be With You with me and him for this new project. Jeremy James amazing track. A lot of I love what the this new millennial generation is doing with their music. It's like I listen even to my daughter's music, like yes. And I'm always telling her I want that element, but I can't stand when artists reach a certain point in their career and they're either trying too hard, like they're trying to squeeze into something that they should have had on when they were 16, or they're trying to, you know. And so this project is a collect, a mirage. It's like a soup of great music. So when we did that song, putting it together, Gershwin, when we did that song, that was how I opened up all the shows. So the people are like, oh my God, with Wardrobe, and I partner with colleges and universities statewide, nationwide. That particular song, I partnered with Valencia College and UCF. And so they partnered with me. They paid part of it. I paid part of it. And they brought the students in. We took that before the album was even done, because we're still working on it. I was 5 songs in. And Valencia said, we want to let you take some students. We'll pay you to take some students to give them this experience, because who has the contacts that you have? You don't even talk about your contacts and how you know, people, you don't ask Oprah for favors, and you don't, no, you don't call up and take, no, but now I am. So we took that part of that project, we took to New York, and we did four shows at Feinstein's. And everything, and Anthony and people that were at the show will tell you, everything from the stones on my shoe, the earrings that I wore, the blonde hair that y'all will see again, everything was made by either my students or my main crew was there. My main crew was there, and the student just sort of shadowed them. Hair was my main guy. Makeup, my main young lady. But the singers, all those singers were my students, the musicians, and that's how that worked. And so that was my goal. Like, when I finished Feinstein's, I want to do City Winery. But it's got to be right because it's a bigger production. Wow. And that's one of the songs.
Nice. Whew. First of all, that experience for students is remarkable. Remarkable. Shout out, like, girl,
yeah. And so we recorded in the studio, so they were able to see, like, it's not just about singing, it's the business part of it, it's the production. Mm-hmm. So they saw that. When we got there, I never told them, they know me as Professor Mendez, they don't know Elizabeth Withers, so I never really said anything. And then when they got there, and it was like, first of all, we're on Broadway and we're performing, that was big for them. But I had my team come up with a whole itinerary for them. So from the time they got there, they did a tour of Harlem. They did a tour of, you know, saw the Cotton Club. They saw the regentrification of the city. I took them to my agency, William Morris and Clear Talent Group. So, and they were like, oh my God, like, these people don't even take unsolicited material. I took them to see the Life and Times of the Temptations. They didn't see the show, but they met the orchestrator. So you can imagine what these kids were like, oh my God. And this is every year. I do it twice a year with different schools. And this year is HBCUs.
What's the name of the organization?
The show is called The Soul of a Woman.
The Soul of a Woman.
Yeah, the show is called, it's Elizabeth Withers and The Soul of a Woman. And that's one of the songs. And the production comes under Damon and my company, which is Orlando Eye on Talent.
So before we play the song, let me just read some of these comments real quick. Danielle Matthews says that she was there. The show was amazing at Feinstein. Marie King wants you to know that she's watching, or wants us to know that she's watching. Yes. Pop, Mr. Carter, wanted to remind me to get a drop, which we will after the song.
Yes.
Sonia Moore, and Danielle also called you a true diva when you did the wardrobe. And Sonia mentioned, hello to the wardrobe change in the basement. Yes, you're the first. We love first here.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us authenticity.
Renee Lewis says, hey, ladies, love you too. We love you too. Keith says hi before he said hi. People were correcting me. It's Withers. Right.
I knew that, y'all.
It was her. She didn't know. Henny says hi. Eddie says Elizabeth with a Z. Sorry, Eddie. I was right.
That's right.
And Sharon says hello, and just people are saying hello.
Hey, y'all.
And what I want everybody to do right now, and I don't know why I'm getting this funky feedback, but I want everybody to please close your eyes and join us on Broadway, because this is going to take us there. I promise. Just give me a minute. Get it to play. Everybody, just hold on. Are you wearing your nice little night out outfit?
Girl,
the sequins jumpsuit.
Now watch it pop in on the middle of the song.
This is quality. Now,
that's because she was playing it too much.
Well, while you're doing that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody that I text and emailed and called, and people that are tuning in, people that will come back and press.
Be nice, girl.
The song is. We ready. We ready.
You ready?
All right, y'all ready? Now you can continue to say what you were saying.
No.
Okay. All right, everybody, close your eyes. See yourself sitting in a nice bus. Got the good seats that you can't afford in real life. Those ones that, who in the hell is paying that money for that? Those seats, yeah. You sitting there, and she's right there dressing whatever the hell you think she should be dressed in. And she's singing this song.
Be nice, girl.
The album is a hit single. We can push.
You have to pay a price, girl.
The idea is too risky.
They like to give advice, girl.
The artists won't understand this kind of thing.
Don't think about it twice, girl.
Listen to me for once, please.
It's time to get to work. I disagree. Why don't you wait until you hear it?
You've got to for the kids. They're downloading
now. Art isn't easy.
Why would you want to make an album like this?
Even when you're hot.
I think we'll talk to you about this, huh?
Advancing art is easy.
Why take chances?
Financing it is not.
More than I do.
A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head.
But you have to think about your career, Elizabeth.
If no one gets to hear it, it's as good as dead.
Let's think about this. Do you have any new material?
It has to come to life. By bit, put it together. Piece by piece, to make you work apart. Minimum makes a contribution. Every little detail,
plays a part.
Vision, no solution. It depends on it. Put it together. That's what counts. Ounce by ounce, put it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation. Otherwise, it's just
what's from the start.
You have no conversation without the proper preparation. Having just a vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together bit by bit.
Do we really need all these musicians? Kind of expensive, isn't it?
Link by link, making the connections.
Yes, we do.
Drink by drink, taking every comment as it comes. Learning how to play the politician, like you play piano, bass, and drums. Otherwise, you find your composition isn't gonna get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in style to go to your vision.
Why don't we talk about it?
You will cut to composition if it gets the funds for your foundation. Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember streaming's not expensive.
Would you agree to do one?
Maybe one. Dot by dot, building up the image. Shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your objective, not give all your privacy away. A little bit of hype can be effective, as long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you'll still audition. Art isn't easy. One night you're a trend, you're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end. It's suddenly last year's sensation. All that you want is repetition.
What you like is what they know.
With your tradition, gotta learn to trust your intuition. When you're established, your position, so that you can be on exhibition. So that your work can be on exhibition. Blue girl, they tell the blue girl, you're new or else you're true girl. And even if it's true girl, you do what you can do.
Bit by bit,
together,
bring it together.
Piece by piece, working on a vision night and day. All it takes is time and perseverance. With a little luck,
a little luck,
putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
One night only, 54 below. Of course she's back, she's an original.
Mapping of the songs, but in addition, harmonizing is negotiation. Balance the bottom for a musician. Put the partner strictly hesitation. Balance the money with the mission. Tell you have the
power of the perfect.
Even when you do have the suspicion that it's taking
all your concentration.
Bit by bit, beat by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, track by track, by bit, by reel, by stack, by meal, by deal, by spill, and that is the state of the art.
That's what I was looking for. Oh,
wow.
Y'all made me go get a drink over that one.
Wow. Listen, you know Laid Allah brought me into
Say that last part again.
You know what that gives you the feeling of? It's right on the same line of Streisand and
yes!
Diana Ross did Greatest Star. Streisand, then she did oh my God. That's right there. That's oh my God.
And Therese, it's interesting that you say that because she was the one that started that song. She was the first one I heard sing that song.
Wow.
Yes, that was amazing.
Oh,
cheers.
Cheers. That was amazeball.
Thank you, girl.
Oh man.
Weren't you there?
I'm a theater baby, so you know that was like right there in that pocket for me. Like,
yes.
I loved it.
Y'all.
I loved it, and I love you, and it's the end of the show. Oh, my God.
I love y'all. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you for everybody that tuned in. Listen for this amazing people on this project. There's amazing musicians on this project. It's different things that I've been going through, and the thing is, I'm a work in progress. So, you know, I love what y'all are doing. So, and I ask my fans, my friends, my family, if y'all see Liz slipping a little bit, just pull my coattail. You know, don't get shady. Don't get trolly. And let's talk about it. And that's where I am right now. And that's what this album is. And I want y'all just to enjoy every song when it comes out.
Oh, for sure. Tell folks how they can find you, Liz.
Say that again, baby.
Tell folks how they can find you in the world.
Yes. So you can find me at Facebook. You can find me at Twitter. It's all my name, Elizabeth Withers with an S. Elizabeth Withers with an S. Withers, W-I-T-H-E-R-S. You can get me on Facebook. You can get me on Instagram. You can get me on LinkedIn. You can get me in New York, Florida, Atlanta, because we're coming there once this ban has been lifted.
Yes.
Excellent. And now, if you would be kind enough to provide us with a drop, and you can make it... You know what I also wanted to say? I don't know if Damon told you this when he said that you're a Pisces and you say what's on your mind. I was like, oh my God, that's cool because I'm a Scorpio and we get along famously.
Scorpios, y'all crazy. Y'all smart, but y'all crazy.
Yeah, that too.
Don't cross the Scorpio. Y'all are some mean people when you get crossed.
Yeah, my mom's Scorpio. That's
all right. Maybe I went too far by disclosing my Scorpio.
but that's okay. Pisces are crazy too.
Yes, and beautiful dreamers, man. Beautiful dreamers, lovely lovers, and just beautiful, peaceful people until you cross them. Okay, how about that? So with that, make the drop just Elizabeth Withers. Do your thing. And the drop is, hi, this is Elizabeth Withers, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hold on, let me see.
Hey y'all, my name is Elizabeth Withers, and you are in the basement with Javon and Therese.
That is beautiful. Thank you so very much. We love you. And we got to have you back because there's more music. There's so much more music, so many more things that we have to talk about. So expect a call from us again in a while. It won't be too long.
I love it. And hopefully see you soon at the festival. Oh no, I definitely see you in September, and I'll keep you guys posted. Check Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And that's all. I love y'all.
We love you too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Don't talk anymore. anymore. And I know that if we try, there's a chance to make it right. We can take it back to how it was before. Please don't walk out the door. Do we matter anymore? Can you try and see my heart like it was from the start? Can we see what was lost before we tore it apart? Yeah, you and me, we were meant to be like the rain that falls on the flowers and trees. I believe we belong together. I believe we were meant for each other. We don't go out anymore. You don't even pay attention no more. I don't want to walk away. And I'm standing here today trying to figure out how I can make you stay. I thought of leaving myself. Could I give my heart to somebody else? I don't want to be like this. You're the only one I miss. Baby, don't you know it's you I want to share my life with. You and me, we were meant to be like the rain that falls on the flowers and trees. I believe we belong together. I believe we were meant for each other. Explain it, something about you I adore. No, I can name it, you're the only one I'm searching for. No, I can feel without you, breathe without you, sleep without you. I believe it, we were meant to love each other. Oh, we were meant to be like the rain that falls from the flowers and trees. Together, I believe we were meant for each other. You and me, we were meant to be like the rain that falls on the flowers. I believe we belong together. I believe we were meant for each other. I believe we're meant for each other.